It's something that Fianna Fáil insisted on to try and address the issue of long waiters on the waiting list for outpatient appointments and for treatments to try and address it. And it's even more important now in light of what's happened over the last couple of months, where particularly at Letterkenny Hospital, for example, the operation of the maximum capacity protocol led to the cancellation of many outpatient appointments and treatments, increasing the waiting list further. So this is something to assist take the pressure off hospitals and to ensure that those who are waiting longest can actually get dealt with and are not left not left with a never-ending increasing waiting time, and for many of them in situations where they're in pain or indeed in need of the expert advice of a consultant in relation to their treatment. So it will certainly help. I've written to the Minister for Health and to the HSE to insist that the situation with Letterkenny is recognised and that there is prioritisation given to patients who've been waiting in Letterkenny under this treatment purchase fund. In the past, when it operated, a number of patients got treated either in Ballykelly and some in Galway and Dublin, and patients now from April who are waiting a long time will be offered that opportunity.
In terms of those offers being made, is it a matter of people waiting to be made an offer, or can they actually actively pursue it themselves?
The offer would come from the hospital itself, so whenever it's up and running fully, the hospital will be getting in touch with patients and indicating to them that this is an option should they wish to avail of it. So patients will hear directly themselves. Of course, it's not a solution to the ongoing pressure issues in the hospital, and in that end we need a plan that will actually increase the capacity and the staffing levels so that the increasing numbers we're seeing coming through hospitals as a result of our ageing population can be dealt with. But what this treatment purchase fund will hopefully do is take some of the pressure off the hospital, help reduce the long waiting list, and along with hopefully consultants within the hospital getting increased time to and space to be able to deal with the list as well. Together, it might see a reduction, and of course, the patients who are the most important element and at any time, hopefully, can benefit from this.
And as you said, the reality is that as long as we have an overcrowding crisis, as long as we have regular implementation of that full capacity protocol, we will continue to see surgeries cancelled. We will continue to see those waiting lists grow.
Certainly, the key thing is that the resources the hospital needs. And I mean, that is an issue that needs to be dealt with across the country as well, because some of the pressure in Letterkenny is a result of people waiting to get to other hospitals around the country. And we need to see whatever steps can be done to help address that taken now. But of course, it's something which prior planning needs to be put in place for. And we need to start seeing a clear plan and clear budgeting now from the Department of Health that will see capacity in our health service increased and see staffing increased, and particularly in our own hospital in Letterkenny, so that the amount of situations which arise where the maximum capacity protocols put in place can be reduced. Consultants can get on with dealing with their day patients and their operations and not continuously see them cancelled. And ultimately, the type of service which patients expect to have can be delivered, which certainly hasn't been the case in recent weeks.